We started to talk about this subject last time.
我们从上一次开始讨论这个主题。
And the topic that the leadership of Jesus Christ must be continuous with the church.
这个主题是耶稣基督的领导必须要一直在教会持续。
And for the God has committed to his son the revelation of Jesus Christ.
因为神已经给了他的独生子这个耶稣基督的启示。
And the Son has given this revelation to his bond servants.
神子把这个启示给了他的仆人。
And his bond servants has given this revelation to the churches.
他的仆人把这个启示给了教会。
And today we are also receiving his words as his church.
今天我们也是以教会的地位来领受他的言语。
But what is this revelation of Jesus Christ?
但耶稣基督的启示是什么呢?
Every church shall receive an aspect of it.
每一个教会都能够得到这个启示的一部分。
And for the seven churches together, then we shall receive the perfect revelation of Jesus Christ.
这七个教会一起的时候，我们就可以完整的得到了耶稣基督的启示。
The revelation of Jesus Christ is perfect.
耶稣基督的启示是完美的。
And it meant for all his church.
这是给所有的教会的。
And it is meant for all the children of God.
这是给所有神的小孩的。
And although we are only attending meetings in a small church here,
虽然我们只是在这个小教会参加一个聚会,
but we must know our commission by God is to receive this revelation.
但是我们必须知道神给我们的托付就是来接受这个启示。
And not only to have the revelation,
不只是有它,
but to live by it,
而是要活, 而是靠它而活。
And not only to live by it,
不只是靠它而活,
but it shall We shall be able to pass it on.
但是我们要继续把这个启示传下去。
It's very much like the gospel we have received.
就像是我们领受到的福音一样。
To know the gospel of Jesus Christ.
认识耶稣基督的福音。
That Jesus Christ have died for all sinners.
耶稣基督为所有的罪人而死。
And Jesus Christ is now lived again so that we may be justified.
他现在又复活，所以我们才能够
称义。
称义。
And this, how do we know this fact?
我们如何知道这个事实呢?
It is by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这是经由耶稣基督的启示。
So all that the abundance of God is contained in the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以神所有的丰富都是在耶稣基督的启示里。
And it is the duty of all the saints to receive it.
这是所有圣徒的责任，我们必须要接受它。
We know we have to preach the gospel.
我们知道我们必须要传福音。
And we not only have to receive the gospel, but live by it and pass it on.
我们不只是需要能够得到福音，但是我们要靠它而活，我们还要把它传出去。
And so that more people can know the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以能够有更多的人能够知道耶稣基督的启示。
And then God can no longer be so far away and an abstract idea.
所以神就不再是那么遥远那么抽象的。
But God can be the one who is living and alive in my soul and my being.
所以神能够真正确实的活在我们的心里活在我们的魂里。
And, but all that begins with our revelation of Jesus Christ.
但是这些东西都必须要从耶稣基督的启示开始。
So on the God side, he has the revelation prepared.
所以在神的那一边他已经有这个启示准备好了。
On the side of man, we must receive the revelation by faith.
在我们的这一边我们必须要经由信心才能够得到这个启示。
And this too must be coming to us in order.
但这两件事必须要按照顺序来我们来领受。
As the Lord revealed,
就像神显示
we receive.
我们接受。
If the Lord is not revealing anything, we cannot receive anything.
如果主不显示任何东西，那我们什么东西我们就没办法接受。
But it is the heart of God to reveal His Son in every one of us.
但是神的心意就是他必须要在我们每一个人的心中显示他的独子。
So not only by the gospel we receive Jesus Christ at one time when we first believed.
所以不只是经由福音我们接受了基督在我们初信的时候。
But we must continue to believe and living on in belief.
但是我们要一直一直的相信，而且必须要在这个信心中一直继续。
Because every time we believe in the Lord, we receive a portion of this revelation.
因为我们每一次相信主的时候，我们就得到了部分的启示。
But the Lord is so wonderful.
但是神是如此的美好。
He knows that we cannot contain possibly His revelation all at once.
但他知道我们没有办法一次能够全部来被他的启示来一次全部接受。
And so, therefore, He gives us each person a period of time to receive Him.
所以他给我们每一个人有一段时间来接受这个启示。
And perhaps some of us are on this journey and we will know what I'm talking about.
我们也许有些人已经在这个过程中，那你就会知道我在讲什么。
Some of us are only in the beginning.
有些人才刚开始。
Some of us are perhaps at the tail end.
有些人可能在了最后。
But most of us is in the middle portion.
但是我们中间大部分人都是在中间。
We have begun the journey.
我们已经开始这个旅程。
And we have the hope of glory at the end.
我们最后我们有这个盼望。
But then the joy is already filling in each one of our hearts.
但是这个喜悦已经在充满了我们每一个人的心中。
So every time as we believe in Jesus Christ,
所以每一次当我们相信耶稣基督,
our knowledge of Him increases.
我们对他的认知就增加。
And God has raised up a lot of circumstance for us to know Him well.
神也准备了各种环境让我们能够更认识他。
And there are many people who talk about the seven churches of the book of Revelation.
有很多人讨论过启示录中七个教会。
And the most common one, interpretation of the message to the seven churches is this.
最简单的解释就是这样。
And they divided the church history into seven portions.
他们把教会的历史分隔了七个阶段。
So as the first church that was mentioned is the church of Ephesus.
第一个教会提到的是以弗所的教会。
And the people relate that period as the apostolic age.
人们就说那个是使徒的时代。
And then the next age is called the age of Smyrna.
那下一个阶段就是士美拿教会。
And because the revelation to the churches is also talking about the suffering that they are about to endure.
因为在这个阶段他们又同时讨论到教会将要受到的苦难。
And so the Bible scholar has relayed that period into the persecution time for 300 years.
所以呢很多解经家他就把这个阶段士美拿教会的阶段讲到说300年教会受压迫。
And then the Roman Empire has turned the whole state into Christianity.
然后罗马帝国就把整个全国都变成了基督教为国教。
So that period The people call is the period of the Church of Pergamon, which is the state church period.
所以呢，当大家都叫第三个阶段别加摩教会阶段是全国都信基督教的阶段。
And then the fourth period is about Thyatira.
那第四个阶段是推亚推拉。
And then the government, the Roman Empire has the great influence of the whole Europe.To make the whole Europe within its political gain.
然后这时候罗马帝国它对整个欧洲都有控制力，然后它也让整个都得到了整个欧洲。
So that period is called the political rule age.
所以那个是叫以政领教。
And then the fifth church is about Sardis.
第五个阶段叫撒迪教会阶段。
And which is the church of the period of Reformation.
是
更正。
更正的阶段。
Or someone like our church background will call it the beginning of recovery stage.
在我们的教会中我们常说这是复兴的开始。
And I'm not going to explain it, I'm just saying most people interpret the seven churches in periods of history.
我并不想要细说，我只是想要说大部分的人会按照教会历史的不同而分七个教会。
And then when it comes to the sixth period called the Church of Philadelphia,
当到第六个阶段腓拉铁菲的教会。
And then this is called the revival period.
就是谈到复活的阶段。
And as we see churches all over the earth is revived and they rise up to serve the living God.
全世界的教会都复兴起来。
And so many denominations and many great teachings and the churches has already pass it on to our generation today.
从那时候有很多的非常好的教诲都已经一直到现在还传给我们。
And then the last period is called the period we are living in. It's called the modern age.
最后一个阶段就是我们现在的阶段是现代。
And as we know that people call now the time of Laodicea.
我们都知道大家叫我们现在这个阶段叫老底家教会阶段。
And that means we lost a lot of things already by now.
这是指说啊我们已经失去了很多东西。
So it is not my intent to talk about these periods.
我并不想要讨论这不同的阶段。
And although it is good knowledge for us all to have.
虽然这可能对我们而言是不错的知识。
Because seven churches, seven periods of church history, they just match.
因为这七个教会和七个教会分成阶段，哎，这配合的非常好。
But if you have read the book of Revelation, I would like you to pay attention to the text itself.
但是如果你读过启示录，我希望你能够注视启示录上所写的文字。
And we will try to contain our message within the words of the Bible.
我想要限制我的讲道能够在圣经上的话上。
And so that we will look at each period as an opportunity for us to learn something from the Lord.
所以我们看每一个阶段，我们都像是我们可以跟神学到一些事情的机会。
And so that we do not judge ourselves, oh, we love each other, so we are the church of brotherly love.
所以我们不判断我们个人说，哦，我们彼此相爱，所以我们就是非拉铁非教会。
Or we won't judge ourselves as, oh, we cannot agree to each other, so therefore we are church of Laodicea.
我们也不说我们自己，哦，我们彼此之间有纷争，所以我们就是老底家教会。
And because if we start to judge ourselves, then we will miss the revelation of Jesus Christ.
如果我们这样开始论断判断自己，那我们就失去了耶稣基督的启示。
But if we have to judge ourselves in certain way,
但是我们如果非得要来判断自己的话，
Let us judge ourselves as sinners saved by grace.
那我们就说我们是蒙主恩的罪人。
The game is not over.
还没有结束。
And we are still being saved by grace.
我们还是继续的被恩典救赎。
And as the grace reach onto us,
当这恩典到我们身上的时候，
Let us believe in the Lord and learn the revelation.
我们就相信神，然后我们来学习这些启示。
And perhaps this revelation will change us.
或许这些启示能够改变我们。
Perhaps we may also be called the overcomers.
也许我们有一天也能够成为得胜者。
And you know, none of us human being had lived an easy life on earth.
我们知道我们每一个人从来没有，生活从来不是容易。
From the very first man Adam all the way to us, nobody has ever lived a very easy life.
从第一个人亚当开始到我们身上，没有一个人生活是容易的。
But we must all have our own lessons to learn.
我们每一个人都有自己要学习的功课。
And so let's not look at this as the lessons for the preacher.
所以我们不要把今天看成说这是给传道人的要学的功课。
Or the lessons for someone who is more advanced in the journey.
或者是这只是给比较更属灵人的功课。
And I don't care.What other people is learning right now?
我不在乎你们现在在学什么，别人现在在学什么。
But each one of us has to care about what I am learning at this point.
但我们每个人要在乎现在我在学什么。
Because overcomers is not an idea about a group of people.
因为得胜者并不是说一群人。
About another group of people.
并不是另一群人，得胜者并不是讲说另外一群人。
But the overcomer is the life of Jesus Christ.
得胜者就是耶稣基督的生命。
If it begins on you and me, then we are overcomers.
如果从你我开始，那我们也就是得胜者。
If we're only talking about it, then we will never be overcomers.
如果我们只是讨论得胜者这件事，我们永远也没办法成为得胜者。
So it is the grace of God to raise up our own circumstance so that we may overcome in our own boundary.
所以这是神的恩典，他能够兴起环境，让我们每一个人在我们自己的范围内都能够成为得胜者。
And with that definition, with that define for us,
这个已经定义好以后，
then we may look at the seven churches.
我们就可以看七个教会了。
We are not looking at them judgmentally.
我们并不是用一种判断论断眼光来看他们。
And we are not looking at them as something, how come they are so bad and that kind of attitude.
我们不是用这种不正确的态度说啊，他们怎么这么坏。
Nor are we looking at them as something, wow, so great that we can never achieve.
我们也不是说在旁边看说哦，他们这么好，我们也永远没办法跟他一样。
And if I may say so, please Don't judge ourselves one way or the other.
如果我这样说, 请不要彼此的论断,
but only look at it as what I need to know.
就看我讲的说，我必须从这里头知道些什么。
And a lot of times, I must confess a little bit before you.
很多时候我必须在你们中间坦诚认罪。
And 坦白吧,
坦白。
Although I am a sinner saved by grace, but I'm not 认罪 per se right now. Well, I'm going to be frank with you.
虽然我是罪人, 但我现在不是要认罪, 只是要坦白,
and the difficulties for ministers sometimes is this.
当传道人有时候的困难是如此。
Because sometimes we think, you guys are very good people, you keep coming to the church.
有时候我们觉得说, 哎, 你很好, 你们是好人, 因为你们都常来教会。
And as if we have all the time on our hand that we can just slowly do something.
好像我们有无止境的时间, 我们就可以慢, 我们可以一直的慢慢的做一些事。
So this morning, I was thinking about the Olympics.
所以这个今天早上我在想奥运会。
And you may wonder, why is he thinking about Olympics when he's about to preach?
你们一定会想说, 哎, 这个人他为什么会要想奥运会呢? 他马上就要讲道了。And
because the always, the time before I preach and most of the time I just pray.
因为在我要传道前呢, 大部分时间我只是祷告。
But as I pray and then suddenly I remember Olympics.
可当我祷告的时候, 我就想起了奥运。
And I remember Olympics in the specific events, in a race.
我特别感兴趣就是奥运中间的竞赛的。
And because, I was thinking about the race, especially the relay that happens in the Olympics.
我特别想到的竞赛的方面就是接力赛。
And you know, relay is a very intense thing.
你知道接力赛是非常非常激烈的。
And there are a few important points that the team must, everybody must do something in that relay.
它有非常几个关键的时刻, 在这关键时刻呢, 每个人要做很重要的事。
First of all, every one of them has to be prepared well.
当然, 第一件事, 他必须每个人都要准备得很好。
And then each of them has to be qualified.
每个人都必须够格。
And then each of them has to work the maximum capacity.
每个人都必须尽到自己的全力。
And hopefully with little mistakes as possible.
希望能够尽量不要有错误。
But there is one rule that guides all of them.
但是有一个规则, 这个规则能够掌控他们全部。
And that is to do it in the shortest time possible.
就是要越短时间完成越好。
And because any race, the essence of any race is to do it in the shortest time.
因为每一个比赛的目的都是要在最短的时间内完成。
And this is what I suddenly realized in my prayer time this morning.
这是我今天祷告里头突然学到的功课。
Then I remember the Bible talk about that we Christians are in a race.
那我也想到圣经上也说，我们基督徒就是在一个竞赛中。
You know, Paul never talked about we are in a ball game.
保罗从来不说我们是在一个球赛里。
You know, ball game, well, some ball game has the limited time also, but some ball game doesn't.
我们知道有些球赛呢必须在一个时间内完成，但是很多有些球赛并不是。
So if it's tied, they go overtime.
所以如果平手呢，他们就可以加赛。Second
overtime.
哦，第二次加赛。As
if there's a lot of time to go overtime.
就像哦，有无尽的时间可以一直的加赛。Well,
the illustration is not perfect.
这个比喻并不是。 完美,
but the Bible is the inspired words of God.
但是呢, 圣经是神的话。
And if we Christians are compared to the people in the race,
如果我们比喻我们基督徒去在比赛中的人,
then not only we have to be prepared and qualified and make little mistakes,
所以我们不只要准备好, 而且我们还要能够 通过这个资格，而且我们还要尽量少做错。
But we must do it in the shortest time possible.
但我们要在越短的时间内完成越好。
And the winners are defined by how quickly you respond to whoever say go. 得胜者就是能够在最短时间能够得胜，裁判说，哦，你可以跑了。And that talks about the intensity of Christians should have.
这是讲到我们基督徒应该有的这个急切感。So
as I was confessed a little earlier,
就像我稍早坦白的,
we ministers seems like we have a lot of time.
我们传道人好像我们有无止境的时间。And
we open the Bible and just today, I'm going to start with Genesis.
所以我每一天打开圣经说，今天我要从创世纪开始。And
then I think about Genesis whole day long.
然后我就一整天想这个创世纪。And
we must do that. That's called preparing ourselves.
我必须要这样做，这就是准备自己。Because
after all, we have to preach from Genesis.
因为无论如何呢，我们无论怎么传，我们都是要从创世纪开始。But
as we are serving with our brothers and sisters together.
但是当我们服侍弟兄姊妹，我们大家一起服侍的时候，
we know we have to be prepared, yes, but we also have to pay attention to the time.
我们知道我们必须要准备，但是我们也知道时间是非常重要，
especially the timing of the Lord.
特别是主的时间。
Because when we miss the time,
如果我们没办法掌握时间，
that competition, that service is not going to bring us any fruit.
这个竞赛,这个服侍,
so, again, let us all be encouraged by the word of God. For we all believe that God is gracious to every one of us. But we must respond to Him on time. A lot of times I see so many servants of the Lord have this burden in their hearts.
很多时候我们看到有这么多的仆人，他的心中有这个负担。And
they preach with all the strength to us.
他们尽有所有的力量，全力的来跟我们传。But
somehow we stay put in our own position.
但是有时候呢，我们就在我们自己的地位上就滞留在那。We
don't somehow want to be changed by anybody.
我们有时候我们不希望任何人来改变我们。If
someone asks us to pray for the will of the Lord,
如果有人要我们根据神的旨意来传，
we just go sleep on it for a few days and then we come back and say, no, we don't want to follow.
我们就只是睡几天觉，拖延几天，然后我们又回来说，不，我不要这样做。
I'm not talking about anybody else, but myself also.
我并不是在讲任何一个特别的人，我也是在说我自己。
But thank God, He will raise up situations that we can no longer run away from.
这时候呢，神他就会兴起一个环境，我们再也没办法逃避的环境。
Then we have to face it.
那我们就必须要面对。
Face the grace of the Lord by faith.
面对神的恩典，用我们的信心。
Knowing that He is now, right now, using this situation to reveal Himself to us.
那我们就知道神，他是利用这个环境来向我们显示他的自己。
So as we live through by faith,
当我们经历这个环境，借有信心。
Without a doubt,
毫无疑问,
God is victorious in Jesus Christ.
神在耶稣基督里是胜利的。
All we need to do is to follow the leadership of Christ.
我们唯一要做的事就是跟随基督。
And we are to have fellowship with all the things in this leadership of Christ.
在这个领导之下，我们与所有的圣徒都能够彼此同工。
If the church asks us to pray, we pray together.
如果教会叫我们祷告，我们就一起祷告。
If the church asks us to cooperate and share the burden, we share the burden together.
如果教会叫我们合作，彼此分享负担，那我们就彼此来分担这个负担。
We don't need a position in church.
我们在教会里，我们不需要一个特别的职务。
What do we need?
我们需要什么？
We need the Lord.
我们需要主。
We need the Lord to lead each one of us truly from our hearts.
我们必须要神从我们真真实实从每一个人的心中来引领我们。
And sometimes, perhaps, the Lord wants to use your sharing to lead me.
有时候呢，主他可能希望借由你的分享来带领我。
And so therefore, I want to pay attention to what you have to say.
所以这时候呢，我必须要非常注意你要分享什么。
Because I do not want to miss what the Lord is telling me.
因为我不想要失去，我不想要错失。 主要借由你来告诉我什么？
Therefore, we have the fellowship in Christ.
所以我们在基督前面，我们能够彼此能够有这个同工。
Yes, the church has certain positions.
当然教会是有特别的立场。
And sometimes the positions it comes with responsibility and authority.
有时候呢这个职分呢它是带来很多的责任。
And so if we truly follow the Lord, we will truly follow our leading brothers and sisters.
所以我们如果是真正的跟随主的引领，那我们就会跟随带领我们负责弟兄姊妹的引领。
Provided that they are also following Christ.
但是他们必须也是要跟随耶稣基督的引领。
And the Church of the Book of Revelation opens with the revelation of Jesus Christ.
启示录这本书刚一开始就是能讲到耶稣基督的启示。
And the revelation of Jesus Christ or the testimony of Jesus Christ is to be received by all his creation.
耶稣基督的启示或者说是耶稣基督的见证是我们每一个受造的人都必须要接受的。
And God is going to judge all things by this revelation.
神他必须根据这个启示，他会根据这个启示来审判所有的。
And but before he judge anything, he has to first measure his churches.
但他必须在神审判之前，他必须根据这件事情来量度他的教会。
And then there are things to come in judgment.
然后就会有在审判的时候就有事情来到。
So you know the church is in a very key position.
所以你知道教会是在非常重要的地位。
If the church is victorious,
如果教会是得胜的
then a lot of the things follow the church will be victorious.
跟随教会的很多东西它也就是得胜的。
And if we have fallen through,
如果我们能够跟随
then there will not be much fruit left.
就不会有很多的果实。
So what is the mission of the church?
所以教会的任务是什么?
The mission of the church is to receive from the Lord and to pass it on to the next generation.
教会的任务就是要从神那边得着，然后把它往下面一代一代传下去。
That is all the hearts of the parents.
这也是所有父母的心意。
We go out and work and labor and work very hard in order to make a living so that we can pass on living for our children.
父母呢，我们出去外头工作，非常非常辛苦的工作，就是希望能够把这些东西传给我们的下一代。
So what we pass on to our children is very influential for our children in the future.
所以我们给我们的小孩子什么事，这些事能够对他未来影响很大。
So as the church, if we do not receive the revelation of Jesus Christ purely and wholly,
所以身为一个教会，我们能够如果没有办法从耶稣基督那边得到这个启示，非常纯正、非常圣洁的得到这个启示的话
，Then what we pass on to the next generation of the church is nothing but external works.
但是如果是如此的话，那我们给我们下一代的就只是就什么也不值了，就只是外在的工作。
So let us not do the superficial stuff.
所以我们不要变成这样，只做表面的工作。
But let's first.Turn to the Lord and know what He is giving us in the Book of Revelation.
所以我们应该先转向主，看他要给我们什么。在这个
So last time we began talking about the Church of Ephesus.
上一次我们讲到以弗所教会。
And we know the Church of Ephesus, the word Ephesus means desirable.
我们知道以弗所教会，以弗是指可羡慕的。以弗所是指可羡慕的。
And because the church, you know, as a church, we have what we desire.
因为我们知道在这个教会里有我们所羡慕的。
And the church of Ephesus, they are, as the Lord's word said, that their deeds and toils and perseverance, the Lord know.
在这个以弗所教会里头，这里头有讲到说他们的劳碌忍耐，这是我们能够，你们的行为是我知道的。
And they do not tolerate evil people.
他们不能够忍受恶人。
And they tested the apostle and found them not.
他们也曾试验了自称为使徒却不是使徒的。
And then they hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
他们也恨恶尼格拉党的人。
And which the Lord says, I also hate.
主说尼格拉党我也痛恨恶。
What are these Nicolaitans?
这些尼格拉党是谁呢?
And this is something so marvelous that I just recently discovered as I study this.
这是这么奇妙的事 我自己也是最近才知道。
And you know, the Lord, after he prayed before the Lord for the 12 apostles,
因为我们知道主当他在十二个使徒面前祷告的时候
it is God's will for him to pick Judah to be in their midst.
这就是神的旨意，要耶稣基督选犹大在这里头。
And at the end, Judah betrayed Jesus.
我们知道在最后犹大背叛了基督。
And some may wonder why the Lord will want Jesus to pick a traitor.
那大家就会想说，诶，那为什么神要耶稣来选拣选这个犹大？
Because the Lord has to show us all about this marvelous fact.
因为呢，神他必须要跟我们所有的人展现这个非常大的这个事实。
That Jesus loves all sinners.
耶稣基督喜欢爱所有的罪人。
You know, if a leader of the church, he only picks three people that he likes.
如果教会的领导者只选三个他喜欢的人。
And then often talk to these three people and three people only.
他就会常常只跟这三个人讲话，而且只跟这三个人讲话。
And then these three people love him very much also.
然后这三个人会非常喜欢他。
And then some may say that, oh, you guys are just a group that nobody else understands what you do.
你们只是这一小群人，其他人都不知道你们在干些什么。
But Jesus choose not according to what he likes or dislikes.
但是我们知道耶稣拣选并不是根据他自己的喜好。
He chose Judah according to the Holy Spirit as well.
他根据圣灵的指示来选了犹大。
He knows what is in Judah's heart.
他知道犹大的心里是在想什么。
And he loves Judah the same.
他也一样的爱犹大。
He wants to save Judah.
他想要拯救犹大。
You know, if 12 disciples are all good people, not too many of us has a chance in this group.
我们知道如果12个使徒都是非常好的人，那我们这些人也就没什么机会了。
But you know what? Paul saw the greatest revelation of these people.
但我们知道呢，保罗他看到了最大的启示。
And he realized he was the worst of sinners.
他知道他是罪人中的罪魁。
And he compared himself to the worst of sinners.
他比喻他自己是罪人中的罪魁。
That is the great revelation of Jesus Christ.
那是耶稣基督非常非常伟大的启示。
Similarly, in the early church, when the apostles were so busy and then they had to find time in praying and study the words of God,
也同样的呢，在刚开始的时候，这些使徒他们是这么的忙。
The book of Acts shows us that the apostle has to choose 7 people to be the deacons to handle the church things.
我们知道在使徒行传里头，他们必须要选七个人作为监督来。
And the last of the 12 was Judah.
12个使徒中最后一个是犹大。
The last of the 7 was Nicholas.
这七个监督中的最后一个是尼格拉。
Nicholas was a person who from Antioch.
尼格拉他是
安提阿
来的。
And he was not a Jew.
他不是犹太人。
But somehow he pretend to be a Jew.
但是呢，他故意假装是个犹太人。
And he pretend that to be a Jew is at a higher, more holy place.
他 假装是个犹太人，犹太人是在比较高的地位。
So not only he was a Christian, but he turned back to preach about the Judaism.
所以他不只是个基督徒，他甚至走回头路来
传、这个。So as you see, 7 churches. I'm not going to touch this on this later. But then sometimes people may wonder why Nicolaitans the Lord hates so much.
我今天我最主要是讲七个教会，但是我想要跟大家讲一下为什么呢？耶稣他不喜欢尼格拉。
Because they want to please the Lord not by faith but by work.
因为他们想要取悦神，并不是经由他们的信心，而是要经由他们所做的。
And they twisted the freedom that God has given them in the blood.
他们扭曲了神经由宝血给他们的
这个自由。And they even spring up a lot of false teachings from that.
而且给了很多错误的教导。
Just like Judaism is full of idolatry at the end.
就像犹太教一样，这在有非最后有非常非常的这个理想化的。
When people depart from the faith of the living God，
当我们人从信神活神的这个信心中
偏离的时候 ，and emphasize the conduct of man more than anything，
当我们强调人所做的行为是最重要的时候
，then their deeds may be very clean，
就说他们的行为可能说是非常非常的。
But Jesus Christ called them whitewashed tomb.
但是耶稣基督叫他们
主耶稣要称他们是粉刷的坟墓。
粉刷的坟墓。
What it means is that 粉饰的坟墓。What it means is that outside it looks white, inside is full of death.
哦，这指的意思是外面粉刷的坟墓就是外头都是白的，可是里头是死的。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, the experience of Jesus Christ are very precious.
这个耶稣基督的经验以及耶稣基督的启示是非常非常的宝贵。
But the most important thing is our right relationship with Jesus Christ.
但是最重要是我们在跟耶稣基督有个正确的关系。
So when the church of Ephesus was given so much by the Lord,
所以当以弗所的教会他从主那边得到这么多，
somehow through this many givings, the church forget about the Lord and just treasure the gifts.
所以当这个在这个过程中，他们只是珍惜这些礼物，他们已经就慢慢的淡忘了基督。
So the Lord said that they have left the first love.
所以他们说他们已经没有了起初的爱。
And if we do not relate rightly to the Lord,
所以我们如果并不来重视跟主联合
，the Lord say he may remove the lampstands from his place.
所以这时候主就会说，我可能会把这个灯台拿走。
So it is important for the church to abide in this faith.
所以这很重要，教会必须在这个信心中过活。
And it is important for us to serve in the church and to relate rightly one with another within the church.
所以我们知道，我们这也是非常重要，我们必须要服侍教会，我们必须彼此之间有好的关系。
And they are just not one thing can be missed.
而没有一件事情可以忽视。
And so let us return to the first love.
所以我们回到起初的爱心。
And if we do, the Lord promised that they will eat the tree of life.
如果我们真的做到起初的爱心，神他有应许，我们就会得到生命树的果子。
You know, the tree of life is within the Lord.
你们知道吗？生命树的果子就是在主里头。
And if we return to Him,
如果我们回到他
，our first love,
我们的起初的爱。
And the Lord say, remember from where you have fallen.
神说你知道你从哪里跌倒。
Again, this is not talking about other people, other church, but each one of our own condition.
这并不是讲其他人，其他的教会，而是我们自己的光景。
And the Lord say, do the deeds and you did at first.
神说做你最初做的事。
So we return to our first love.
所以我们回到我们起初的爱。
And we continue to labor, toil, and persevere.
So we 能够继续的劳碌忍耐，还能够。
And we also discern the false apostles.
我们也能够分辨虚伪的使徒。
It's not that the Lord does not want us to do anything, but He wants us to first return to Him and then do the things at first.
这并不是说神他不希望我们做任何事，他只是希望我们能够回到最起初的事。
Am I clear? I hope so. Let us move on to Smyrna.
我们继续移到士美拿教会。
The word Smyrna means myrrh.
士美拿就是指末药。
And you know, myrrh was first mentioned in the New Testament by the wise man's gift to Jesus Christ.
我们知道末药在新约中第一次提到是借由那些这些博士他给耶稣基督的礼物。
And the three wise men gave gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
这三个博士给他们了黄金，然后还有末药。
乳香
还有末药。
And I want to talk a little bit about how the frankincense and myrrh was made.
必须要讲这个末药还有乳香是如何制造的。
And frankincense is the sap taken from a frankincense tree. 乳香
是从树枝里拿出来的。
那些树的枝哈，那个 when you cut the tree and it has some sap seeping through, and then you take the sap and then you dry it, then becomes very precious frankincense.
当你把树割开的时候，有一些树枝会流出来，然后你把这些晒干，它就会变成非常珍贵的乳香。
It's a precious product that has a very high medicinal value.
这是非常非常珍贵的东西，而且非常非常有其他的价值。
Frankincense and myrrh are the two main ingredients to make the anointing oil in the Old Testament as well.
乳香和末药呢，这是非常珍贵，而且他们也是在旧约里头做那个香膏抹膏抹的香膏
的。And they are also the symbol of crucifixion and resurrection.
它也是这个定时十字架。
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about how the myrrh is made now.
但我们现在并不是要讲那些，我们就说我们是要讲末药是怎么制造的。
Frankincense come from trees.
我们知道乳香是从树来的。
But myrrh comes from little bushes.
但那末药是从小的灌木来的。
And so if you cut the little bush and it has a little sap come out.
所以你如果割这个小灌木，它就会有一些小小的树枝流出。
And you collect this sap and then make it dry and then it become myrrh.
你把它收起来，然后你让它晒干，它就会变成末药。
And you know it is much easier to cut a tree and have a lot of sap than cutting a little bush to have a little sap.
你知道啊，割一棵大树是比较容易，比割这些小树容易多了，因为会流出来很多的汁。
And so we know that myrrh is more precious.
所以我们知道末药是更珍贵。
And myrrh is just something very hard to collect.
末药我们知道是非常非常难得的。
So the Lord spoke to the church.
所以呢，主他跟教会讲话。
Because myrrh symbolizes suffering and the cross.
我们知道，因为末药呢，它指的就是在十架上的受苦。
But this myrrh, this church of Smyrna, is not the first one to suffer.
但我们知道呢，这个士美拿教会它并不是第一个受苦的教会。
They are not the last one either.
他们也不是最后一个。
And they have not died yet.
他们还没有死。
And they have not come to resurrection either.
他们还没有复活。
Their name is called Smyrna.
他们的名字叫做士美拿。
The Lord wants to make them to be real Smyrna.
神是希望他们能够成为真正的士美拿，也是末药。
And so the first and the last, who was dead and has come to life, spoke to this church.
所以呢，首先末后的呢，他来跟这个教会讲话。
And the Lord says, I know your tribulation and your poverty.But you are rich.
主说，我知道你的患难，我也知道你的贫穷，但是你却是富足的。
And the blasphemy by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan.
也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一会的人。
And so, some of them are from the Nicolaitans background.
所以有些人是从尼格拉党来的。
And some of them are from the knowledge, the Gnostic background at the time.
所以有些人是从
知识派来的。So, but they give the church a lot of persecution.
所以他们给教会很大的逼迫。
And so the Lord used this situation for the church of Smyrna.
所以呢，主他就利用这个情况，利用这个士美拿教会这个环境。
And the Lord tell them the devil wants to try you and put you into prison.
所以呢，主跟他们讲，魔鬼想要把你们放在监狱里
，but
给你们试炼
，so that you will be tested。
所以你们就会被试炼。
And the Lord look at it as just a test。
主看这个呢，看起来就只是一个试炼、试探。
The church will suffer。
这个教会呢就会受苦。
But the church is not the first nor the last。
但这个教会它并不是第一个，也不是最后一个。
The one who is the first and last is telling the church that it's okay to suffer.
这首先，这末后，这个神他跟教会讲是，这是可以的，你必须要受苦。
But the Lord wants them to suffer and go through the test for 10 days.
但是呢，神希望他能够经过这个患难，这个十天的患难。
I don't know much the significance of the 10. Perhaps it is about the days.For the man,
我并不知道这十有什么特别。或许这十是指人的十天。
Or the process of making myrrh takes 10 days.
或者是呢，制造这个末药必须要十天。
But all in all, the Lord wants to collect something very precious out of our suffering experience.
但我们知道呢，我们就知道说神他想要收集一些非常非常珍贵的末药，经由这十天的困难。
As we see all the great people in the Bible.
这是我们在圣经上看所有伟大的人。
Each of them has gone through their 10 days of suffering.
每一个圣经上每一个伟大人都经过他们自己十天的苦难。
And it is just a symbol, but it is 10 days in the Lord.
这只是一个表征，但是这是十天。
When we suffer completely,
当我们完成这个苦难
，When the Lord can get the myrrh out of our sufferings,
当神能够从我们的苦难中收集到这个末药。
Then the Lord said, to him who overcomes, I will give you the crown of life. He will not be hurt by the second death.
这时候呢，神就说，在你们中间的得胜者， 你们就可以得到冠冕，而且你们不会受到第二次的害。
It is great opportunity for us to understand what suffering is.
所以我们非常非常重要，我们必须要知道为什么要受患难。
So next time, it's something we all can learn, I think.
所以下次有任何环境，我想我们都可以学习。
Because you will suffer, I will suffer.
因为你会经历苦难，我也会。
But I hope that when I'm suffering, someone will pray for me that I may produce myrrh in 10 days.
但我希望呢，当我受苦的时候，能够另外一位弟兄姊妹为我祷告，说我能够产生这个末药。
And when you are suffering, I hope that the Lord can collect myrrh from you in 10 days.
当你在受苦的时候，我也要为你祷告，希望神能够从你身上得到末药，经过十天以后。
Because the Lord promised the crown of life.
因为呢，因为我们知道神他已经答应了这个生命的冠冕。
I hope this is not too abstract.
我希望这不会太抽象。
And then the next church, Pergamon.
那我们就到下一个教会，别加摩。
Are you still with me?
你们还能够跟得上吗？
It's a little tiring, huh?
有一点累啊。
We are speaking from Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
我们现在是在讲启示录第二章还有第三章。
Pergamon starts in chapter 2, 12 to 17.
我们知道在别加摩教会是从第二章12节到17节。
I almost forgot, if you are not familiar with what I say, open the Bible, then maybe you can follow closer.
你如果不知道的话，那你就把圣经打开到第二章别加摩教会。
Because of time, I cannot read it with you.
因为时间的限制，我没有办法跟你一起读。
So the name of Pergamon means height or marriage.
所以别加摩的意思就是指高度或者是婚姻。
And this is a time that the Lord has noticed about the condition of the church.
所以这是一个时间呢，在这个时间呢，神他注意到了教会的光景。
And the Lord says that I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is.
主说，我知道你的居所，你的居所就是撒旦座位之处。
And you know, it's kind of strange. A church is dwelling where the Satan's throne is.
这是不是有点怪怪的啊？教会会在撒旦的冠冕之前。
But the Lord does not lie.
但我们知道神他并不撒谎。
So let us understand what the Lord says.
所以我们要了解呢，神说了什么。
But the Lord first wants to talk about the good part of this group of people.
但是我们知道神一开始他必须要讲这些人他认为的好益处、好事。
And the Lord says that you hold fast my name and you did not deny my faith even in the days of Antipas.
所以神他说你们还坚守我的名没有弃绝我的道甚至是在中心的安提伯在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀之时。
So the strange thing is that the church is where the throne of Satan is.
所以我们这很奇怪的事是这个教会是在撒旦他的王座之前。
But then there is a group of people in that dangerous position but still hold fast the name of the Lord and keep the faith.
我们知道有一群人他在那么艰苦的环境里他还是能够
So as if on the outward, they cannot help but be there.
这是他们没有，虽然不能够怎么办，他们就是继续持续在那里。
Just like a lot of good Christians, they cannot help themselves, but they are in the area that is being oppressed greatly.
但我们就像很多基督徒一样，他虽然没办法改变他的环境，但他在被压迫的地方，他能够谨守他自己。
But that is the strength of the Lord.
这是经由神的力量。
And they are not even afraid of being killed.
他们甚至不担心被杀。
They keep the name of the Lord and they keep the faith in the Lord.
他们保持住神的名，他们也保守住神给他们信心。
So within the church of Pergamon, there are two groups of people.
所以在别加摩教会之中有两种人。
One group is married thoroughly with Satan.
有一种人他是完全的已经像把自己嫁给撒旦一样。
And the other group is to live in the height with the Lord.
另外一群人他还是活在神的高度上。
And so we know that as we understand what church is all about,
所以当我们知道教会是什么的时候,
the essence of the church is Jesus Christ to be on the throne.
教会的重点是耶稣基督在宝座上,
and when the spiritual power of the church is reigning,
那我们知道这个属灵的力量慢慢的没有时候,
is reigning,
慢慢的起来的时候,
and then we know that the things the faith of the saints is rising up as well.
我们知道当属灵的力量起来的时候, 撒旦的力量也会起来。
This talks about the inner life.
我们知道这是我们中间的, 我们里头的生命。
Outwardly, it's very, very unbecoming.
我们知道在外头呢是非常非常的不好。
糟糕。 But outwardly, what happened to this outward Pergamon church?
我们知道他在外头呢，这些别加摩教会发生了什么事？
And some of them teach Balaam's teaching.
有些人教他们这个巴兰,
and they put stumbling block of the believers.
放在绊脚石,
and teach them how to commit idolatry and immorality.
教他们怎么吃偶像之物，行奸淫之事。
And then, but the same strange thing is again, some of them hold the teaching of Nicolaitans.
他们里头呢也有人照样服从了尼哥拉一党人的教训。
So it becomes a religious tradition for the church to keep going on without relating rightly to God.
所以我们知道这是他还能够教会还是能够继续，虽然他们没有跟神在一起。
But only the people whose faith is in the Lord and walking with Him,
只有这些人他还对神有信心，而且跟神一同行走。
And the Lord praised them.
这时候呢,
the Lord said, to him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna.
这时候能够给他的时候,我就会能够得胜的,我就必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他。
You know, people of Israel go out to collect manna that they could see.
我们知道呢,以色列的人他到外头去,去能够收集这些玛拿,他能够看到的玛拿。
But to keep the name of the Lord and hold fast his faith, the Lord says he will give them hidden manna.
但是能够坚持主名还有信心的时候,神说我会把这个隐藏的玛拿给他。
And a white stone and a new name written on the stone which no one knows but he who receives it.
并且呢会给他一块白石,这白石上呢写的新名,除了领受的人以外,没有人能够知道这个石。
So, can we safely say, really, what the reality of the church does not fall on the outward circumstances of the church?
所以我们是不是可以这样讲呢? 一个教会的失败并不是建有外在的环境。
But the people within their life, are they abiding in the Lord?
但是这些人在他们的心中,他们能够在神之中。
And if the people has the Lord in their hearts,
如果人有神在他们心中,
they overcome.
他们就得胜。
If they just go through the motion of the church,
如果他们就只是随着教会的行动,
外面的行动,
只是跟随教会外头的行动,
and without following the Lord inside,
而不跟随心里头的神,
then the Lord is calling them to repent.
这时候呢, 神就会叫他们悔改。
He said, or else I'm coming to you quickly and I will make war against them with the sword of my mouth.
如果你不悔改,我就会快临到你们那里,用我口中的剑攻击。
And the Lord, when He speaks,
当神说话的时候,
He shall separate the intent of the soul and the spirit.
他就要分别灵,
the soul and the heart.
魂还有心,
and the Lord shall separate all that does not belong to Him from our hearts.
这时候神就会把我们心中任何不属于他的事都分开。
And we just hope that the Lord gives us a little bit more time.
我们只是希望呢,神能够给我们多一点点的时间。
Now quickly, let us come to Thyatira.
我们现在很快地来到下一个教会,推雅推拉。
And the word Thyatira means burning incense or sacrifice of labor.
我们知道推雅推拉这个字的意思是指烧香或者是劳苦心身。
And as the people of the church, we know we serve the living God.
我们知道我们服侍活神。
And the church of Thyatira, the Lord knows their deed.
我们知道推雅推拉教会神知道他们的行为。
And the Lord knows that their love, faith, and service and perseverance.
我们神也知道他们的行为、爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐。
And also know their deeds of late are greater than at first.
又知道他们末后所行的善事比起初所行的更多。
And so we know that this church serves God.
我们知道这个教会服侍神。
Serves God with their love and faith and service and perseverance.
用他们的行为、信心、爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐来服侍神。
And their service even improve over time.
甚至呢，他这个服侍呢，会根据时间而渐渐的改善。
Do we admire a church like that?
我们羡不羡慕这样的教会呢？
Of course we do.
当然。
But then the Lord has something against them.
但是神还是有事情要责备他们。
The Lord says you tolerate the woman of Jezebel who calls herself a prophetess.
他说，你容忍这个自称先知的妇人，遇洗别。
And then what she was teaching is also immorality and idolatry.
而这个异洗别，他在教导行奸淫、吃偶像之物。
And the Lord gives them time to repent, but she does not.
神给她时间悔改，但她不肯悔改她的淫心。
And the Lord make her sick, and she continue to commit adultery.
神让她卧病在床，可是她继续行淫。
And the Lord therefore need to kill her children.
这时候呢，神就必须杀死她的儿女。
And here, I do not want to go further in explaining.
我不想要更深的讲解。
But as we understand that it is important to speak the words of God as it is.
所以我们知道这非常重要，我们说神的话呢，要照神的话的本身来说。
Do not casually practice prophetic ministry.
不要随随便便的就当预言。
And a lot of times in this last age, a lot of people profess to be prophets.
在这个末世的时候，很多人想要当先知。
And they practice prophetic ministry.
他们就照了这个想这个预言的这个道。
Usually, these are the people who have faith, love, service, and perseverance.
通常呢，这些人他也都是有爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐。
But somehow, if the prophetic ministry is not from the Lord, it's the most dangerous thing, and the Lord will judge.
可如果这些预言呢，它并不是从神而来，这是最危险的事，而且呢，神一定会审判。
See, the idea is not that there is no prophetess.
我要讲的并不是说没有预言。
But if it's a false one, then the Lord will judge severely.
但是如果呢，是乱传错误的，神就会
Because the Lord is the Son of God whose eyes are like flame of fire and whose feet are like burnished bronze.
因为神呢，他是他的眼目如火焰，脚像光明的铜。
And the church shall know this.
而教会必须要知道
that the Lord is the one who searches the minds and the hearts.
神是能够看人心的,
and the Lord will give to each one according to their deeds.
神会根据呢个人的行为而给予。
So we know that it is not only about telling and teaching other people the truth.
所以我们知道呢，这并不是只是在乎跟别人讲或者教别人。
For the Lord knows the mind and the hearts of men.
因为神能够知道我们的心肠。
It is also important to know our own deeds.
这是很重要，能够知道我们自己的行为。For
the Lord will give each one according to our deeds.
因为呢，神会根据每个人的行为来给予。So
to those who overcome,
所以根据那些得胜的人，the
Lord will give them power and the morning star.
神会给他们权柄，还会给他们晨星。And
this is the justice of God.
这是神的公义。
And we serve the Lord, but we have to serve Him by first receiving from Him.
我们服侍神，我们必须第一件事，我们要必须从他那边得到。
And all of us needs to love the Lord and have faith in Him as we see as He gives us.
我们每一个人都必须爱神，就像我们能够得到他，让他在我们里头有信心。
So if each Christian learned this before the Lord,
所以我们每一个人如果在神面前学习到这些。
If it is yes, we say yes.
如果是是, 我们就说是。
If it's no, we say no.
如果不是, 我们就说不是。
And don't pretend to be a prophet that I am not.
就不要假装是个先知, 如果你不是的话。
And don't pretend for ourselves to be anything if we are not.
不要假装你是任何东西，如果你不是，你就不是。
And the Lord will give this life true power to rule over the nations.
然后这时候神就会给你真正的力量，让你能够管辖各国。
Quickly come to Sardis.
我们很快的到撒迪教会。
And Sardis means prince of joy or things remaining.
撒迪是指喜乐王子，或是指剩余的意思。
And it is a pitiful state that any church to be called like this.
这是一个不好的时候，每个教会被叫撒迪。
And the Lord says that he who has the seven spirits and the seven stars speak to the church.
神说，那有七灵和七星的跟神跟教会讲话。
And the spirits of the Lord symbolize his guidance for us into his reality.
我们知道神的灵是指他的进入神实际的一个指示。
And the star symbolizes the revelation.
这个星呢是指启示。
And when the Lord knows the deeds of the Sardis,
当神知道了撒迪教会的行为，
He knows exactly what they need.
他知道他们需要什么。
Because the Lord found them their deeds without complete.
因为他知道他们的行为没有一样是完全的。
But they only have a few worthy people left in Sardis.
在那个教会只剩下了一些将衰微的人。
So we see also two groups of people in the church of Sardis.
我们看到在撒迪教会中又有两种人。
And one group is that their deeds are not complete in the Lord.
我们知道其中有一部分人他们的行为是不完全的。
So what they do is very lacking.
所以他们做的事情很少 不足
But then there is another group is the Lord called them a few that is worthy.
但其他中间呢还是有一群人就神说他们是少数配得的人。
And so the Lord has this against those who have fallen short.
所以呢神他要谴责这些没有办法不完全的人。
Talking about the Christians without the reality of Christians.
所以他是讲这些基督徒而没有基督徒实际的。
And the church without the reality of the church.
他们知道呢，这个是教会，没有实际的教会。
And he said that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
他说你有教会的名，他说你是有一个活的教会名，但是你其实已经死了。
The things that remain were about to die also.
他说这些剩下的事呢，也要死去。
You know, it seems very harsh.
这听起来非常非常的严厉。
How can anybody call us dead and call our church dead?I'm not talking about us. I'm just talking about if we are to be considered Sardis.
他觉得非常严厉，怎么会有人说一个教会是死的，说教会里的人是死的？
You know, nowadays that seems to be not Christian etiquette.
我们知道在现在这个时代很少有人会讲这些。
But remember, yes and yes, no and no.
但你们想到了是就是，不是就不是吗？
And when the Lord speaks, he is always right.
我们知道当神说话的时候他永远是对的。
A church like this needs reality, a church like this needs revelation.
一个像这样的教会需要实际，需要启示。
But how do they begin?
他们要怎么开始呢？
They must begin by waking up and strengthen the things that remain.
他们必须呢，他必须要苏醒，而且从他们已经有的事情开始加强。
You know, it's not like they have nothing.
并不是说他们一件事情都没有。
They are alive.
他们是活的。
They have a name to say that they are alive.
他们可以说，他们还有一个名字可以说他们是活的。
But somehow they didn't care what they have.
但是呢，他们并不在乎他们还有些什么。
And the Lord tell them to wake up, strengthen what you have in remaining.
所以神就跟他们说，哎，你们要苏醒，根据你们还有的事情上来加强。
Now, a lot of people scared about the Lord's coming, second coming and rapture.
很多人呢害怕神的再来。
Now, if you and I are truly afraid of it,
如果你是害怕主的再来，
then all we need to do is to wake up and strengthen what we have remaining.
如果你会害怕这件事，那我们必须要赶快醒来，
在
我们还有的身上来做我们还有的事情上加强。
Because the Lord says, "Wake up! If you do not wake up, I will come like a thief."
因为神说赶快起来，如果你不来我就你不醒来我就会像贼一样。
And the hour you would not know.
而且时辰呢你是绝对不知道。
Now what does that mean?
这指什么呢？
That means if you are awake,
就指如果你是清醒的,
and you are watchful and alert of what is living,
如果你很警醒, 你想知道说什么东西还是活着,
and strengthen in you what you have remain in you.
而且增强我们之中还活着的, 还存留的东西,
you know, if the Lord has put a little fire in our hearts,
如果主在我们心中放下一点点的火苗,
let us strengthen it.
我们赶快地保护它, 增强它,
it is our responsibility to maintain that fire.
这是我们的责任要保护这个小火苗,
and make it burn.
让它烧起来,
and the English group has a song, Shine, Jesus, Shine.
英文组有一首诗说, 发亮, 耶稣基督, 发亮,
strengthen what you have remaining in you.
加强你里头还有的,
it is not good to sleep all the time.
一直睡觉是不好的,
a little rest is needed.
小小的休息是需要的,
but wake up already.
起来, 起来,
or else you won't know when the Lord comes.
或者你就不知道神是从什么时候来,
but if you have a fire burning in your heart,
但是你若有这个火在你心中烧,
and the Lord return, you will be the joyous prince of all.
当神再来的时候, 你会成为全世界最喜乐的王子, 喜乐王子。
And Philadelphia,
菲拉铁菲教会,
and which means brotherly love,
这是弟兄之爱。
And when we pay attention to the Church of Philadelphia, it seems completely opposite to Laodicea.
当我们看到菲拉铁菲教会, 这看起来就是劳底大教会的相反。
But before we look at what Laodicea is, then let us pay attention why Philadelphia can be Philadelphia.
但我们在我们看劳底嘉教会之前, 我们先看看为什么菲拉铁会教会可以成为菲拉铁非教会。
The Lord who speaks to the church is He who is holy, who is true.
神跟这个教会讲话, 这些教会是圣洁的教会, 是真实的教会。
And so, Philadelphia is in holiness and is in truth.
所以菲拉铁非教会是在圣洁, 在真实里。
And he has the key of David.
他有大卫的钥匙。
And which opens the door that no one can shut, and shut the door that no one can open.
开了就没人能关, 关了就没人能开。
Now, do we know that who has the key of the David?
我们知道谁有大卫的钥匙?
Of course, our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And when he opens the door, no one can shut.
当他开门就没有人能关。
When he shut the door, no one can open.
当他关门的时候就没人能开。
Now what does it mean?
这是指什么呢?
It means it's not the work of man.
它只指这不是人的工作。
A lot of people, when we look at Philadelphia Church, we want to love and we want to start loving one another.
当很多人呢，当我们看到菲拉铁菲的教会说， 哦, 我们要开始爱, 我们要彼此相爱。
Which is good.
这很好。
We ought to love one another.
我们应该要彼此相爱。
We can throw verses at each other and encourage each other so we will love the Lord more together.
我们可以讲些好话, 然后对彼此更好的, 我们就能够更爱神,
and we can call each other up and frequent each other's house and so that we love each other.
我们可以常常打电话给大家, 我们可以彼此常到大家家里, 哦, 那我们就爱了。
This is something that all of us should do. This is something that all of us shall receive.
这是我们每一个人都应该做的事, 我们每一个人都应该得着的事。
And because the Lord is to accomplish this brotherly love for us.
但因为神要完成这个弟兄之爱。
But I want us to pay attention to why the Lord would open the door for such a group of people.
我希望大家能够把注意力放在为什么神会把这扇门打开, 特别给菲拉铁菲教会。
And it is very simple.
这非常简单。
Because you have a little power, you have kept my word, and you have not denied my name.
因为呢,你略有一点力量,也曾遵守我的道,没有弃绝我的名。
You know, when people are holy and true,
当,
to the Lord's name,
我们知道当人圣洁真实在神面前的时,
that is the power that Lord has prepared for all of us.
这就是神给我们每一个人所准备的力量。
You know, sometimes as a preacher, I experience this.
有时身为一个传道人, 我可以感觉到, 经历这些事。
A lot of times I try to explain something but roundabout.
有些时候我想要解释一件事。
It takes a lot of time but I don't get it and you don't get it.
花很多时间呢, 我没有办法，你也不知道我在讲什么。
And the reason is because I have no power, and therefore you don't know what I'm talking about.
因为这时候呢，我没有能力，所以你就不知道我在讲什么。
See, a lot of times the word of God is simple and straightforward.
很多时候呢，神的话是非常简单直接。
So last time when after I spoke, I apologized to my brother.
所以上一次我讲完道以后，我跟翻译弟兄道歉。
I said I messed up.
我说我没有做好。
Because I was roundabout.
因为我没有力量。
So today, seven church almost done. I'm coming to you straight.
今天七个教会快要结束，我来。And
the Lord promised that Satan is nothing. They will bow before you because you love.
神给他们应许说，撒旦什么都不是，他会在你面前，伏在你脚下，因为你的爱。
Again, they say they are Jews, but they are not. They lied.
但是他们讲了这些事实。
The Lord will keep this people from the hour of testing.
神会保守这些他们试炼。
And okay,
免去试炼。Because
you have kept the word of my perseverance.
因为你能够遵守我忍耐的道。We
must persevere in the holiness and the truth of the Lord.
我们必须要忍耐在神的真实实际里头。
And holiness is out of fashion in this world.
圣洁在这个世界上已经不再流行。
The truth is not politically correct in this world.
真实呢，在政治上呢，现在的世界上也不正确。
But if you want to be politically correct,
如果你想要政治上正确,
if you want to be one of the people of the world,
如果你想要成为世界上的一个人,
the Bible promises you, you won't have any power.
但是呢, 圣经上讲得很清楚, 那你就不会有任何能力。
The opposite is if you keep holiness, if you become truthful to yourself and to the Lord.
相反的呢, 如果你有圣洁, 你能够保持你自己的真实实际,
you will have a little power.
你会有一点能力。
That little power will enable us to abide in the Lord.
这一点力量就能够让我们能够在神里头。
And the Lord will make us like pillars in His temple.
神就会让我们成为像他庙中的柱石一样。圣殿。圣殿中的柱石。And
it is a wonderful thing to be called the pillars of His temple.
这是非常非常好的事，能够成为圣殿中的柱。Because
people from a far, far away distance, they can see the holiness and the truth of the Lord in that place.
因为人在很远很远的地方都能够看到神的圣洁和实力。
We want to preach gospel in power.
我们想要在能力中来传福音。
So let's encourage each other to be holy and true.
所以我们来鼓励我们彼此中每一个人都能够成为圣洁和实力。
We want to build up the house of God with pillars of holiness and truth.
我们想要建造神的殿，用真实和实际。
And the Lord said, I am coming quickly. The Lord is very eager.
神说我必快来。
Hold fast what you have.
坚守你所有的。
Okay, lastly, Laodicea.
最后呢, 老底家教会。
Oh, terrible, terrible.
很糟糕。
As if nothing good.
好像没有一件事是好的。
Now, but I must be truthful about this.
但我们要很诚实的。
Actually, it's very good.
这是非常好。
If anybody recognizes he is in the condition of Laodicea,
如果我们中间任何一个人 能够领会到我们在老底家教会的光景。
This is the highest blessing anyone can receive.
这是最大的祝福。
Because the Lord is prepared to give us His best.
因为呢, 神已经准备好要把他最好的给我们。
The Lord does not want to save anything from us.
神并不想要从我们身上得到任何。
Keep anything from us.
也不想要说,
他想要保留什么。
保留什么。
The Lord is Amen, faithful and true witness.
神是 Amen, 然后是 Amen, 然后是实际信实的。
And the beginning of the creation of God.
从神的创造之始。
All that there is created comes from Him.
所有受造都是从他来的。
But the conditions of everything has to be maintained by the Lord.
但我们知道所有的状况光景都必须经由神来维持。
And there are three things of man that we must pay attention to.
我们知道人有三件事我们必须要注意。
What we are.
我们是什么。
What we have.
我们有什么。
What we do.
我们做什么。
They must come in that order.
必须要经由这个顺序。
What we are，
我们是什么
？We are children of the Lord，
我们是神的儿子。
What we have，
我们有什么
？We have the spiritual life given by God，
我们有这个属灵的生命从神而来的。
What we do，
我们做什么
？We do what God does，
我们做神所做的事。
See what we are is heavenly，
所以我们是什么？是属天的。
Because we call God our heavenly Father，
因为我们叫神我们属天的父亲。
What we have is spiritual life, it's called eternal life，
所以我们有的是属灵的生活，所以我们叫永生。
What we do，
我们做什么
？Greatest mystery of godliness，
是最大最大的神秘，神是属神最
近前的奥秘。Because God is to reveal Himself in the flesh，
所以因为神把他自己显借由肉身显现。
If we want to know what we are，
如果我们想要知道我们是什么
，what we have and what we do，
我们有什么，我们做什么
？We must understand the preciousness, the rich inheritance that the church receive。
我们必须要能够了解到这个丰富的神所丰富的教会所得到的这个。
The church of the living God must be heavenly。
我们知道这个活神的教会必须是属天的。
It must be spiritual，
必须也是属灵的。
It must be godly，
也必须属神的。
We are not a community or a group of good people，
我们并不是一群好人。
But we are chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world。
我们是在世界成立之前，我们就在基督里被拣选出来的人。
And if we are heavenly, spiritual, and godly，
所以我们如果属天、属神，然后属灵
，we are hot，
我们就像我们就很热。
Those young people may know what hot means。
比较年轻的人可能会知道热是什么。
Hot means it's powerful。
热就是指非常有能力。
Hot means it's attractive。
热就是指非常有吸引力。
Hot means we made it。
热是指我们完成了。
So the church, you can read on about the church。
所以你可以自己读这个教会。
But the great promise of the Lord is to him who overcomes。
但是神最大的应许是给得胜的。
I will grant to him to sit down with me on the throne。
我会让你与我在宝座上同坐。
As I also overcame and sat down with my Father on His throne，
就如同我得了胜，在我父上的宝座与他同坐一般。
We cannot reach to heaven，
我们没有办法到天堂。
But the heaven is reaching to us，
但是天堂来到我们这里。
And all that the Philadelphia church has is given by the Lord，
所有腓拉铁菲教会有的东西都是神给的。
They are, they have, and they do。
他们是，他们有，而且他们做。
And the Church of Laodicea discovered they miss the mark on these subjects。
但老底家的教会就发现他们失去，他们没有这些。
So they must repent and come back。
所以他们必须要反悔，而且回来。
So if you will open the program, please。
如果你可以的话，请打开你的这个节目单。
I want us to。Know what my burden is about these seven churches。
我想要让你们知道我对这七个教会的负担是什么。
So I ask a question on each of the church。
所以我问每一个教会问一个问题。
And I hope that I'm not asking these questions to one or two people, but I'm asking this to everybody, including me。
所以我问这个问题，我并不是只跟一两个人问，我是问跟所有的人，包括我自己。
And we must answer this ourselves before the Lord。
所以我们必须在神面前回答这个问题。
And may the Lord help us to be strong in His name。
希望神能够让我们在他的名中间能够坚强。
We must be strong because we are in a holy relay。
我们必须要坚强，因为我们是在这个神圣的接力赛中。
And there is someone who is running very hard, and he is about to pass the what is that called baton to our hand。
有些人我们知道他跑得很努力，他要把那个接力棒传到我们手中。
And they have tried the best to make us understand what is that we are receiving in our hand。
他非常非常努力想要知道我们手中得到是什么。
But we must prepare ourselves to receive that baton。
但我们必须要准备好自己来接受到这个棒子。
So that we will be ready to take it and run with the revelation of Jesus Christ in His church.
所以我们可以拿到它，然后我们就带着耶稣基督的启示继续的快跑。
Yes, we want to be overcomers.
是的，我们想要成为得胜者。
But the reason why we are want to be overcomers is because we want to pass this on to the next generation.
但我们想要成为得胜的原因是我们想要把这个棒子继续传给下一代的人。
And the baton has been passed from generation to generation for more than 2,000 years.
这个棒子已经一代代被传下来超过2000年。
No one knows how long we will live.
没有人知道我们会活多久。
But we are all running a period of this race.
但我们都是在这个竞赛中跑了一段。
If we take it from the Lord, we are overcomers.
如果我们是从神得来，那我们就是得胜者。
If we run well in this race, we are overcomers.
如果我们在这个竞赛中跑得很好，我们就是得胜者。
If we can pass it on to the next generation, then we are overcomers.
如果我们能够把这个棒子传给下一代，我们就是得胜者。
What we are,What we have, what we do matters today.
我们是什么，我们有什么，我们做什么，这是很重要。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。